Hey guys, it's your boy, and welcome back to the Wolfpack Podcast. It's been a week. We have a late upload this week because mismatched schedules. Am I right, y'all?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, sir.
As always, it's your boy, Jordan.
And the other Jordan.
It's Bianca.
Mama Mateo.
And Matt.
All right, we got a good one for you today. Today we are going to be talking about... What?
You're going to ask me how my day was?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, I did the Matthew special.
No,
fault.
No, it's fine.
How was you guys' day, you feel me? Jordan?
My day was pretty good, honestly. So I am just recovering from a cold, and that was a pain in the butt. But what are you going to do? Other than that, I feel like my week has been going pretty well.
I'm doing pretty good. Had four classes. No, that was yesterday. I am not in it.
Clearly are right not now. In it to win.
Going to sleep after this. But, you know, we good.
I felt that. Matty boy?
I had a solid day. Solid day. But I had a great experience today.
Ooh, what was that great experience? You want to elaborate?
I got to dance on the table in Hickey.
Anything else?
And I got to hang out with my lady friend multiple times today.
Ooh.
For those who don't know, Hickey is... our dining hall.
Yes. Nikki is our dining hall. And Matthew has a new lady friend, so...
This will perfectly go into today's topic.
Oh yes. It's gonna be fucking lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so...
Jordan, what about you? How was your day?
Oh, it was great. I totally forgot that I didn't say anything. It's been alright, you know? Kind of busy. One of those busy days, but... making through it. Almost done with it. Got one class tomorrow online, so I'll be sleeping in all day.
Ooh, love that.
Being really lazy.
There we go.
Sometimes that lazy energy is what we need.
You know, mental health days are important.
Yes.
Honestly, mental health days.
Those are it, y'all.
We've established Saturday as our mental health
day. Yeah, every Saturday. Well, mostly almost every Saturday.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, let us know if you give yourself a mental health day. It's real important, guys.
For sure. Comment down below and any other place we were on now, which we got in a couple new places actually that we are now with Beaker and Google Podcasts. So if you're listening on there, welcome.
I didn't even know that.
Yes sir.
What's our podcast name?
Wolfpack Podcast, my guy.
Quick plug.
Matt's like, I'm sorry, what is the name?
And Jordan's like,
marketing.
So today we are going to be talking about something more kind of educational that I feel like young teens such as ourselves need to know. And you know, this isn't going to be like the talk with the birds and bees like you have with your parents, you feel me? But definitely going to get more into, you know, the college life, all the fun stuff you see in the movies, you know, hookups, dating, talking stages, ghosting, do's and don'ts,
bro.
Party.
The sad part is it's going to be all my failures.
Ghosting, am I right?
Yeah. No, like...
You don't even know, bro.
Okay, but can we actually talk about this? So, online, there's, like, a very defining line between ghosting and, like, when a relationship, like, fizzles out. Have you ever heard of that? Like,
yeah.
It's a totally
fizzling,
separate thing
yeah.
called fizzling.
Yeah.
I have 100% been a fizzler.
Same.
I have been, like, the one who initiates.
I'm guilty, too.
And it's, like, I haven't been so cruel that, like, I've ghosted, but, like, fizzling is definitely, like, a lower offense. It's kind of, like...
We don't got that spark.
Yeah.
I think it's better when you two, like, come to, like, a mutual decision, you know? Like, it's both even, like, you guys notice for a while that, like, this isn't going anywhere, really, and you just, like...
Right.
Right there. Like, hey, we should just... be friends, you know.
Yeah, I feel like it's less awkward than having a lot better. I don't like you anymore, because then how do you keep talking like after that? Like, I'd rather just I'd rather just be friends with somebody and kind of let the romantic part fizzle out than just being like, yeah, I don't like you.
See, like, I feel like a lot of times though, like, people will be like, oh, let's just be friends, but like, they have no intention of being friends. Like,
yeah,
I think it depends upon the way. I feel like there can be certain relationships that can lead into friendships, but I feel like you shouldn't hold it against someone for not being compatible with them.
No, I...
So, I feel like if you were in a close enough relationship, you were kind of already friend to an extent.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I guess, like, that's not always true. Like, sometimes there's, like, just some really weird relationships out there. So, I remember one of my family friends actually, like... So, it was at my brother's wedding. It's like, they had a family friend that, like, met this girl on Tinder and brought her to the wedding.
Yeah.
And, like, they had only been on a few dates before that. And, like, in some ways, that's where I feel like online dating is kind of, like, weird, because it's almost like you're going off somebody purely off of, like, the little bit of conversation you've had over text and, like, photos. I know, and, like, some... I know for a majority of guys, they go on Tinder purely, and they just look at the photo. They don't care what you put in your bio. They look at that photo, and they're like, hell yeah.
Yeah, guys will start a conversation with me, like, where are you from? I'm like, I mean, that's the first thing you see when you swipe down. It's in the bio.
I mean, but, like, sometimes it works out, you feel me? Like,
I mean, yeah.
I know people who have pretty good stories. So, I mean, it's not terrible for everybody.
No, I agree.
It's definitely, like, one... And every, like, I don't even know how many people. Like, it's definitely difficult to find the people that actually want to go on dates mm-hmm. instead of the people that just want to hook up or
true.
Exchange the pics.
Exchange the beauty.
Picture. Sorry we're so muffled,
y'all. So aggressive.
Yeah, sorry if we're muffled. We,
we have our mask on because we're, like, shooting in the new location. So, there's a big-ass window. So, we're, like, trying not to get caught. You feel me?
Not insinuating that we've broken rules before.
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's different though, just because in the past we were just social distance with our mask off.
True.
It's like
we're in close quarters.
It's almost like we like traded out because now we're closer, but with our masks on. So this is fine.
Yeah.
But the moment that the masks come off, even though we are like 6 feet away,
COVID,
broken
coronavirus.
Yeah, y'all dating in college? Anybody?
I mean, it's worked out pretty well for me.
Ooh.
Like, I can't really speak, like, to the whole hookup culture, but, like, I came into college after, like, zero, like, luck in high school. We're not going to go into the sob story. but just, like, high school, honestly, it was not my, like, relationship time.
Yeah.
Like, it was a low point in my life. Then, like, I came to college and immediately just found a girl I liked. Still together to this day, 1 year.
Hell yeah.
Sound off in the comments, guys.
You've been in a relationship or you're still single. Ooh. Who doesn't like being single?
Congrats though, Jordan.
Hell yeah.
Lovely lady.
Yeah.
His lovely lady friend.
So you're like talking about dating. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, it's from the only thing I can really say about that is just like from what I've seen from others. And honestly, it seems weird. Like you have the one side of things that like people like, oh, I met this guy at a party and we made out. And it's like, and now I have him on Snapchat and we're probably going to go on a date sometime.
Yeah, it's the worst thing.
And then there's like the other side that's like, oh, I met this person in my class. We talked. And now we're going out on a cute little date. And it's like, that's
me.
It is you. But that's what I would like. I don't know. I just like things to be a little bit more, like, closer when you're talking to a person.
It's definitely nicer to meet people in person, but it's just hard, especially with the current circumstances.
No kidding.
Wearing masks all the time, and now teachers are not really doing partner work as much anymore. You can't, like... Nobody wants to talk to each other before class starts, mm-hmm. so it's, like, so hard to meet new people, and Tinder just,
mm-hmm.
well, not always, but, like, it's just, I don't know, dating in college definitely has not been existent in my life.
it just does not exist.
I can say that Snapchat has been existent, Tinder has been existent, and,
mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I don't like it. Like, it might not yield, like, the best results, but, like, Snapchat and Tinder is just easier. People will take it for the convenience because it's as easy as a swipe. I feel like people, when they start out, they're probably more, like, cautious because they think, like, their decisions actually matter. And then, like, at some point, you have guys, like, we have friends that just, like, are, like, like, just, like, flying through it, just swiping left until they max out. And they're, like, we're trying to get as many matches as possible.
You know how we know that he doesn't. Tinder because you said left instead of right.
Yeah, no, you swipe right.
No, but that's the thing. That's
he's
okay.
He's a faithful man.
That gets me so messed up, though. So, the way I always think about it, so you're pushing it, you're like, that's so, it's like, it messes me up. Because swiping right, you start on the left, but swiping left, you start on the right.
Yeah.
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 And but you're swiping it to the right.
So wacky. I don't know.
And he just did it on a table, so
I it's like one of, like I do know my directions, but swiping and like just messes me up because it's like inversing.
What about you, Jordan? You have any thoughts on dating?
I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, I feel when I'm seeing you're around your significant other like most of the months, and I mean now I'm guessing it's harder because of like COVID and stuff, but I think it's pretty dope, like, to wake up every morning and be like, hey, you want to go get breakfast with me? Come home and have the cafeteria? But I have yet to have that, so...
One day.
Well, I currently have a lady friend, you know. We just went on a date on Sunday, and it kind of was awesome. Not going to lie. I had a lot of fun.
Shout out to you, be hearing this, Mass lady friend. You know who you is. Who you be?
Yeah. So we'll see how that progresses. Like,
do you have any advice for people who want to get into something like that?
I'd say just shoot your shot, honestly.
Ooh.
Like, just start with a casual hangout and see how that goes.
So if I've been saying this to you all,
you just gotta start with hang out once, and then if you like it, then ask the other person out.
Do the Matthew special. You want to go to the library with me?
Oh yes.
Hey,
works every time.
It works. Like, they're so blindsided by it because they're like, what could be sexual about a library? And then you take them to the library and you'll be like, you want to study.
You want to.
I do my math homework.
Y'all can't see, but never mind. anyway.
Oh, God.
Let's get into the talking stage because I'm over it.
You're over it.
Please get out of the talking stage with me.
How do you signal to a boy that like you want to move further to a talking stage?
You can't if all he wants is to hook up with you.
I mean, like, if they're actually genuine though, like how do you signal for them to make the first move, even though you technically
I wouldn't make the first move. If I could tell that it wasn't going to, I'd be like, let's go out. I would just ask. I'm so tired of waiting. But it's like, if a guy, all he wants to do is hook up or trade picks, there's no way to get out of the talking stage. You're just stuck there unless you do what he wants, or you're just like,
no, you move on.
F this, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You move on because it's not what you're looking
for.
That's what they're looking for.
It's unfortunate, ladies, but I know. And guys. Gents,
honestly, I feel like
anybody,
that's guys too. Like, that's everyone.
Anyone attracted to someone, I know you are, to that real hot hottie, but all they want from you is the sex act. I'm sorry, get out, unless that's what you're looking for.
I feel like what's different between, like, the girls and guys is, like, most of the time you're not gonna have a girl that's, like, send pics, like, in all caps.
Right.
Most of the time, like, from what I've heard from my friends and, like, just witnessing it, it's, like, kind of sad.
Some guys are so shameless.
Like, yeah, but at the same time, like, girls can be equally as bad because they can, like, they'll lead the person on while they have, like, 15 other people that they're, like, talking to at that same time.
Oh.
It's just, like,
can relate.
It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
Yeah, I mean, like Matt said, you know, if you're interested in somebody, like, ask them out, go hang out, go to the library. And, I mean, if you're in a talking stage, figure it out. Like, just talk to them, have a normal conversation. Oh. Because I feel like stereotypes now with, like, Gen Z, like, it's slowly fading away, honestly. At least I feel like that. Like, there's more equality with, like, girls making more moves now.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I mean, like, look at Bumble. Like, Bumble's popping right now. It's, like, right behind Tinder.
Yeah.
I didn't like Bumble. That's just me, I guess.
I mean, you're going to get definitely a different variety there. You're going to be, if you're a guy, you're definitely going to get the type of girl that's, like, really invested in making the first move.
Or die.
It's annoying for when, like,
if
you haven't been on the app in, like, 2 weeks,
that's right,
and then you match with people, the people that you match with probably aren't going to be on the app, so then the matches don't even last because they're not on Bumble to text you back, and then the match just disappears.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's why I deleted it.
Yeah, I really don't desire to go onto any dating apps at the moment, or in the past even.
Honestly, I just want to go on a dating app for the meme and just, like, make some fake guy. Make, like, no, you take, like, some pop culture reference and then just, like, play the role and just people love that.
Personally, my view on, like, dating apps, I don't know. I feel like I just want it to happen in real life. And
you want
if it's meant to happen, then it'll happen.
That's
like,
so cute.
I put it up to God's plan.
God's plan.
God's plan.
Drake knows.
I was gonna say, shout out to Drake.
Shout out to Drake.
Y'all got any cute love stories?
Hey, like, yo, drop them down below.
Please share. I will read all. Reply to all.
Yeah. So, parties, y'all. What are we doing about parties? What are the things to look out for in parties?
Makeout sessions, baby.
To look out for?
I mean, anything. Like,
so makeout sessions.
Creepy dudes.
Creepy dudes.
In terms of?
Creepy
don't let men
people.
Dance on you if you didn't ask for it.
Facts.
Okay.
Just because he's cute doesn't make it okay.
I can 100% relate. Homecoming dances, you're going to get, like, people that you don't even know just, like, coming up to you and you're like, yo. Like,
yeah.
Back up.
Like,
leave room for fucking Jesus, y'all.
Yeah, all evaluate right? Your choices. And be, okay, if this person was a 2, would I still be letting him grind on me?
Oop.
Like, probably not. So evaluate those choices. Be safe, y'all.
Yeah, peer pressuring is a thing. Don't fall for it.
Parties can be kind of fun if you're with your friends, I think.
Yeah, I definitely think you should go with people like you know, like you're comfortable with and who you trust. Because let's be real. Everybody who fucking drinks is underage, and I know you listen to this shit, so stop acting like you don't drink. If your mom and daddy's around, move to the next room and continue listening to our podcast.
It's true, though. Majority of the people that even go to the parties on campus are underage, because all the people that are old enough will just go to a bar.
Yeah, so if you're underage, which most of you I'm considering are, okay, get a friend group who you trust. Who you want to go out with, who takes care of you, and go out, have fun with them. And, you know, if you don't like something, speak the fuck up.
Get that buddy system.
Dorm hangouts. Mm-hmm. I miss dorm hangouts.
Honestly, that's my ideal. And just, like, us. Get, like, 6 of us, sit in a room, and just chill.
Exactly.
Like, that's fun.
With adult beverages.
Special soda.
With my can of
Happy
Pepsi.
Juice.
With my can of Pepsi.
My Happy Juice.
Yeah, honestly, I would much rather be, not that I drink, I would much rather be in a dorm room playing, like, cards or, like, a game
fun.
Or Uno.
It's just
I am
fun,
definitely 21.
With, like, you know,
definitely.
A group of my friends. I feel like that's better than going to
that is my favorite.
Better than going to a loud-ass fucking party with people you don't even know.
People that are loud, annoying. Growing up,
yep.
Screaming,
yep.
Too many people.
Worrying about the cops coming in, you gotta like fucking jump into a bush that has thorns in it or some stupid shit. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Honestly,
I'd be so good for the party scene though if a party ever got busted because like they're never going to catch me. They're never going to catch booking it out.
Yeah.
And now Matt, you're getting into running too, so you would be even yeah. You would be gone.
I'd be flying.
You guys are better off without me.
Yeah. I'm gonna just walk with Jordan.
Like Jordan just like walk on the seat like you have like a backup outfit with all your merch stuff and you'd be like, I got a call. He's like, that's your backup outfit, you're like where you guys been?
I've been here the whole time.
We got a girl bathtub. Go.
He's like, first of all, you guys don't even respond to off. Nope, I was already here. Where you been? I called you.
Pretend like you're
Allegheny.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd just walk out of there.
Just be safe. just be safe. I mean, that also includes doing the little nasty in parties. Be safe. Don't make kids. Mm-hmm. Don't have babies.
That's why I don't understand. Like, most of the time, people are usually just, like, gone when they're, like, doing it at the party.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like, it's not the place nor time.
It's just, like, also, if you're, like, I'm speaking from, like, knowing these party houses that they have. Those places have been around for forever.
Nasty.
You think you're the first one that's been there. Like,
nasty.
You're the first one shown in the guest bedroom. Like, somebody was already there. They're probably still in the room.
No.
Like,
20 years prior.
You're gonna...
oh, my God.
Yeah, those things don't get clean, yo. Just remember. Stay safe.
Saying. That's what scares me the most. Like, because, like, we talk about the buddy system and staying safe. Like, roofies, man. Those are terrifying.
Yes. Do not leave your drink unattended.
That literally is probably the scariest thing ever. Like, guy or girl, if I get roofied and, like, I'm starting to get, like, dragged off, like, holy shit. please save me, someone.
Yeah, you better have a good ass friend.
Do like, not take like that person's word for it. That's dragging me away. Like they're like, oh, I'm just gonna like I'm dragging him. Like no, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, that's another good reason that you go with friends. Is that,
yeah,
like that's just illogical. You, like that someone would actually like see that and not do something. Mm-hmm. Because if it was me, I'd be like, what are you doing, bud? Like. Because most of the time, like, there is a very fine line, like, between a person that, like, looks just, like, absolutely wasted and someone that is just, like, uncomfortable, incoherent, and is getting, like, led away.
Right.
That's scary, man.
Yeah, speak up, y'all. Like, I know it's not easy to confront people, but if you see something, you don't have to confront somebody. You can tell somebody else. You can tell whoever's having the party. You can look for that person's friends. Oh, you can ask somebody else to intervene, but
there's so many
different
things. Honestly, if it was me, I could see it going two ways. Me, like, straight up confronting them, like, face to face, or just, like, being really loud, being like, oh my gosh, is that guy abducting? Like, say it, like, really loud so everybody looks at them and he's just, like, drops it and books it. I feel like the thing with our parties that makes it, like, so dangerous and that, like, we've had the most problems with is that, like, jungle juice is horrible.
Don't do jungle juice.
Not drink that bowl that they have, like, just chilling out there.
That bowl, that crate, whatever the hell.
End up getting sick.
Yeah, I know y'all freshmen are like, oh my god, I want the experience. No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't want the experience until that's, like, someone comes along with some, like, hardcore drug and just tosses in there, mixes it in, and is like, this is gonna be so funny when someone has, like, a seizure.
Yeah.
From, like, the amount of alcohol and drugs that are mixed in this liquid.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a drink anymore.
I know your freshmen want to be coming in and out talking about, mommy and daddy in here. I'm going to go drink the alcohol.
The alcohol.
No. If it's not in a can, if it isn't sealed, don't fucking drink it.
The best bet is honestly
bring your own drinks.
Honestly. BYOB.
Or have a friend bring.
There's nothing, chances are, when you get there, you're not going to be able to find it.
Right.
like, say they got a keg, like, I can only speak, so we all went out on Halloween, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't drink.
I mean, I wasn't drinking. I didn't drink that night. And I can speak for a fact. But, like, we walk in the house, and there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
Like, there's only people.
Yeah, that was pretty...
Like, never expect the party to actually have structure. There is no structure to those
things. I
think
it's really hot and sweaty, so dress accordingly.
It's gross, like...
Yeah, those movies, TV shows about college where everybody's just handing everyone red Solo cups.
No, that's not the case.
Not real. Not real ever. Never
Nobody
once.
Has money. Nobody has money.
Everybody's broke. Everybody's sipping from other people's cups, which is absolutely disgusting. Don't do
it's
that.
It's, like, such a horrible idea, honestly.
It's not as fun as it is in a movie. If you've seen Project X or, like,
Project
Neighbors...
X,
don't do that.
I remember. Watched that with you guys last year.
Yeah.
that's a great movie.
I walked in, like, halfway in, and I was like, what's
you just walk
going
into,
on?
Like, them being on the bounce house.
So good.
With the midget coming out the oven.
No.
The best scene.
The gnome, bro. I love
I need to watch. I need to watch that movie.
The gnome
shaking
off its middle fingers are the fun. That's, like, the funniest thing ever. And them just cracking it open, and there's just ecstasy.
Yep.
And they're like, oh. Like, you're screaming. Yeah. I love how, what's his friend's name that's, like, the one that put it out to the radio station?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, my God, that kid is so funny. He's like, my house is destroyed. What have you done? Movie. I love it. And I love it how they somehow make that a happy ending with his dad, like, actually complimenting him. He's like, he's slamming him, but he's also complimenting. He's like, honestly, I didn't think you had the ball. Like, congrats. This will go down in history.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. Speaking of, they actually tried to remake that in real life. Somebody put it out on eBay and, like, started getting people to come. As you can imagine, that didn't work out well.
Imagine that, like, because that's the thing. That party would never work.
No.
Like, first, police might do the same thing that they did in the movie. If, like, first of all, there's no way you're going to get everyone to be dead silent. That's what I always thought. Was like, that's a plot hole. Like, okay. go to train and be like, be quiet, the cops are here. Like, dead silent. Nobody's going to listen to you.
There was one chick, Jessica, in the back. Woo!
Yeah, fucking Jessica. And then...
Sorry, Jessica.
Jessica, and then, like, Jake comes up and just slaps you and is like, shut the fuck up. And it's like, okay, screw you then. Get arrested. Not my problem.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean...
that's not my prerogative.
Just be safe. I mean, that goes for everything in college. As a freshman, you're new to the environment. You want to do everything. It's probably your first time with mommy and daddy.
You gotta be... The thing is, like, I feel like in some ways, freshmen almost... It either goes two ways. They come in really cautious, or they go in, like, balls to the wall, yep. Not, like, no issues. But, like, the upperclassmen that are going, like, sometimes I feel like they're probably going to go in thinking they're like, oh, I know.
Yeah.
And it's all fun and games until someone's like, here, you want a beer? And then you're passed out on the ground.
Yeah, also don't take alcohol from anybody unless you know
what. Yes.
I mean, not alcohol, special juice.
Get a shot from the shop doctor, though. Happy, you don't know who he is.
Happy juice.
Long party rant.
Yeah, that's what's fun. Next? Just like, I don't know, the do's and don'ts of college.
Do and don'ts of college. Do's and hookups and partying.
Just like, specifically dating and hookups.
And
parties.
Yeah.
Don't raw dog it if we're gonna hook up.
Shut
oh
up.
Oh my god.
He's right, but he said it in the like wrong. Use protection. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah. For everything.
Always. Unless you're like married and trying to have kids, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't think not. I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, like, there's so much different stuff nowadays, though. It's like, I can't believe that people, like, still will have, like, accidental pregnancies. It's just like, there's birth control. There's condoms. There's.
Plan B.
What are those things? IUDs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say IED.
I don't know what, honestly, IUDs, yeah. I'm on. Yeah. What the hell else? They have so much. It's nuts nowadays.
Just chance. It's not hard until it is.
Actually, it's not. I want to say, though,
yeah,
like, yo, shut up. But, like, the thing that's weird about our college is, like, they don't give it out, do they? Because we're a Catholic college, so they can't promote it. And it's just, like, that's just naive. That's just ignorant as a college.
Does the health center?
The health center does not do it.
They don't do it?
I had someone tell me that they went to go out. And the health center said, no.
See, that's just
aren't you only supposed to promote abstinence?
That's legitimately negligent. Like,
as a
Catholic college, but, like, we're a college. And, like, honestly, the friars are probably going to say the same thing because, like, the friars are probably, like, the most, like, chill, like, actual religious people out there. Because they're just going to tell you what's up. They're just going to tell you, they're like, oh, no, like, please use protect. Like, it's... Didn't the Pope just say that? He's like, it's honestly better if you guys, like, they're still against
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
understandable.
I'm surprised they don't do it, at least in the health center, because, like, we're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like,
I mean, Walmart's right there.
If you don't have a vehicle and, like, you're in the moment, I mean, that's something you'd have to go out your way for it to go get, which I feel like is kind of an inconvenience to people. But,
it's also an inconvenience to get a kid.
I mean, like, you're it's true in some ways. Like, that can be a game changer for college kids.
Getting pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do? You're halfway through the semester, you get pregnant.
Cry. Honestly, like, how are you going to explain to your parents?
Well, you're a parent now.
That's what I'm like, though. Like,
you're a parent now. You got to deal with it.
That's a good one, Jordan. Oh my god, it's powerful.
I can't. That's something like gives me secondhand anxiety, and like I'm not even in that situation.
Yeah, like what do you do?
What do you say?
I don't know what I would do.
Say, I fucked up.
Pretty much. But
and then you have the kid. And then you raise the kid.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah, you gotta
in
raise
college?
The kid. You gotta raise the
Thank
kid.
You, Matthew, from your man's perspective.
Raise your kid.
I don't know about all that, bud.
I don't know. I
you gotta figure it out.
So it's half and half.
What's your opinion, Bianca?
As a woman who can get pregnant.
For Hannah Nance?
Man. I don't know. It depends on the circumstances of the situation. Like, there's a difference between... I don't know. Man, I honestly just can't even imagine what I would be feeling until I was actually in that situation. I just know that I would be real stressed. And like Jordan said, just crying.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, for me, like it's not my body. Like, what am I can't tell you what to do. I'll give you, like, I'll say, I'd rather raise it. But, like, if you want to do this, go for it. Like, it's not my responsibility. That's not the right thing to say. Do not say it's not my responsibility. It's definitely your responsibility.
Yeah.
It's like...
You were part of making that kid.
Yes, 100%. But, like, it's out of your hands.
Right.
Like, they make the choice. That's the way I see it, at least. Like, you can't be like, you're going to have this baby.
Eh? But what if you... I guess, but what if you're like, fine, you don't have to have anything to do with the kid, but I'll raise it as like a dad.
What do you mean?
Like,
that's so say
she didn't want to be a mother or anything to do with the kid.
Okay, but
that's
not what I'm referring to. I'm saying if she didn't want to be pregnant for 9 months in her junior year of college.
Then I guess there's nothing that the guy could do about it. If he wants to have an abortion, I guess that's what's going to happen.
That sounds like a gong.
Sorry.
Time's up.
It's your
that's
birthday.
That's exactly what they say when
POV.
They get a kid. I did not mean for that to happen. I have a kid.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to reiterate this from our first podcast. It is very important that whoever's listening, whether you're 16, 17, 18, 42, 58, like whatever.
100.
Like.
6 years old.
Oh, my God, no. Keep an open mind when you're listening, because we all have our opinions. At the end of the day, like, it's still who you are. And I mean, do research on your own experience, you know, things, and Google is your best friend. And I think that everybody should have their own opinion on things. And what we say here isn't the final word for anybody. You definitely need to go out there and explore and, you know, form your own opinion and what you would think about. I guess we're saying it jokingly, but, like, we're kind of being serious in terms of, like, being safe and thinking about these things, especially coming to college as a freshman or a sophomore or a transfer student, that these things are very possible. These things can happen. These things have happened. And I think it's important that, like, even though we're also very young, that I feel like you can still comment on our Instagram or DM us or whatever, and one of us will get back to you.
Yeah.
Comment, like, and subscribe.
Yeah, I feel like we represent a pretty good amount of opinions here on many different topics, which I think is helpful, because I know that not everybody listening is going to be a liberal or a conservative or this or that or the other thing on all these big topics. So I think it's good to represent many different sides of situations that are big in the world right now.
For sure. We definitely represent a small percentage of, you know, minds and thoughts, and we can only go but so far. But at the end of the day, it is important that whatever you believe in, whatever your morals are, you stick to them. And I mean, we're here for like halfway entertainment and halfway education with our experiences. We can only touch on our experiences. We can't, you know, say something we've never done, or, I mean, things that we haven't experienced. So,
yeah. But definitely let us know if you'd want to hear another podcast in the future on love and dating, maybe a more specific subtopic within this category, because we kind of just did the broader ideas. So let us know if you would want another thing like this or anything else.
Yeah.
Yo, yo. One last thing.
Yep.
Abstinence only, baby. That's it. That's the best form of birth control. Abstinence.
Yeah.
And then there's Matthew.
Living the Christian lifestyle. Right. Hold it.
There you have it, folks.
Abstinence only.
I think we're gonna cut this one short today. This is gonna be definitely a shorter podcast than what we normally have. I hope it was educational to you. I hope it was able to, you know, at least open your mind, expand your brain a little bit. If you are going to college, good luck. We'll probably do another podcast series later on this month talking about, like, things to bring in college. I think we also touched about that on our past podcast. Yeah.
Oh, I got to give my little call out. We're going to do a little sneak peek of what's going to be next episode, because that's my topic.
Ooh, you already have it?
Well, it's in my head. So next topic I was thinking, since we're entering the spooky season.
Oh, yeah.
It's time that we tackle some spooky topics.
Ooh.
And that's all I have to say about
it. Are we doing spooky topics all that month? Is that the goal?
We honestly, I can talk about spooky stuff all day.
I know you can't, because that's all you watch on YouTube.
I'm nerdy.
Have anything else? Anybody?
No, just have fun, but not too much fun.
Have fun, be safe.
That's a quote right there. Have fun, but not too much fun.
Put that on the bottom of our shirt.
Yes, we're adding, we're making another shirt now.
It's going to be on the same shirt.
That's going to be on a pair of underwear. Right on the butt.
The dream.
Remember, subscribe, like, comment down below. This is also on YouTube, on Spotify, on Google Play, everywhere and anywhere. So, yeah. Wherever you're listening to, I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope you have a great rest of your evening, and peace out.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.